This is a recording made from Marlene on the 29th of July 2015. Okay, so what you're going to do, you're going to think hard about your question, and your first question is number 8, what does the man I love think of me? And you're going to go round and round over all those signs on the board with your finger like that, and when you're ready, let your finger fall, and we'll see where it picks its answer.
Like close my eyes and just go round?
Yeah, but think about your question. What does the man I love think of me? Then when you feel it, that's good. Okay. It says, he feels like you bring out the best and the worst in him. We can all do that. Okay, number 40. Shall I move to a new address soon? Again. Okay. Oh, someone you do not know at present will help to bring this about. Meanwhile, be patient. Okay, that's kind of intriguing, isn't it? And number 78. Is so-and-so faithful to me? Okay, go for it. Oh, two answers there. Okay, let's have a look what we...
Oh.
Okay, and the moon. This is good, actually. So the first one says, value the love you have won, and asking her questions. And the other one says, unfaithful in the past, but faithful in the future.
Okay.
Okay, so maybe there was some incident when, I don't know, years ago or something. But he must have learned his lesson. Okay. All right, so now I have to choose one to represent you. And I think we had you as Earth, didn't we?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to use for you. So everything I said about Earth before still applies. It's expansive, forgiving, tolerant, and people will tend to dump on you. You make a very good nurturing person. You could have been a successful nurse.
Oh, really?
Or a counsellor. Counselling is good too for Earth people. Mm-hmm. You're also very good practically with your hands. You can do things. You can do crafts and you can do down to earth kind of things, like put a really decent meal on the table in next to no time and things like that. Mm-hmm. And make it look good too. You shouldn't have a problem with money. That should be okay, because you've got every chance of pulling in money. You're really good at it. Two children?
I just have one. I have one boy myself, yeah.
Okay. Are the two that you bonded with?
Okay, say that again.
Did you bond with another child as well as your own? Like, did you... form an attachment to another child, say a nephew, niece, or...
Yeah, maybe my niece, I guess.
Yeah, because I'm getting two... See, I get the physical, but I also get the emotional ties with the children.
Okay.
And there's one here that's kind of in the dark. That might mean it never made it, or that might mean it has yet to materialise. So you might get a grandchild.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah.
So that's nice. Health. Health is fine. Stress.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I would say you've had some stress. And that takes its toll. So. But other than that, that's good. Where you would go for rest, relaxation and replenishment. You know, you could live anywhere at all on the planet, so long as there are green, growing things around you.
Okay.
You don't need to go to the North Pole, and you don't need to live in the Sahara Desert. K- keep the lush vegetation and baby animals and things like that around you. Do you have a pet?
My boyfriend has two.
Two dogs, or it's two cats?
Two dogs.
I thought it was a dog because one's got a pointy nose here. It doesn't necessarily have to have a pointy nose, but it's like telling me that it's a dog rather than a cat. And this one's bigger. One bigger than the other?
Yes.
Yeah. They love you.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, so that's... In addition to what I told you about Earth before, that's about all I have to say on that. Okay, so now we are going to get you to shuffle them. I was thinking these are really big. Would you sooner use smaller ones?
No, that's fine.
That's fine, okay. All right, so you're going to shuffle. When you think about what you want to know. When you finish shuffling, we want 1, 2. Making 3 piles. Your hand never leaves the cards. It just picks like that. Damp in the air. Cards are sticking together.
Mm.
Well, this is lovely. The answer is certainly, you know, good. Green light, go ahead. And you have huge help from the other side. Is your dad gone?
No.
Granddad?
Yeah, they're both.
Yeah. Because this is an older man, and I believe he's helping you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and this is a woman who's helping you. Now, again, like a mother figure, and that could be. That so they're all helping you. You have nothing to worry about on the relationship front. You think you do, but you don't. There's genuine affection there. Although he hasn't actually shown his face, he's a little bit stubborn, and he's a little bit old-fashioned. But that's not a bad thing.
So what did you mean by he hasn't shown his face?
Well, he hasn't. I can't see him in the cut.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But he's fine, and he might not say very much about it. I don't think he's a really demonstrative person, but if you wanted something or you expressed a wish, he'd be really busting his butt to try and get you whatever it was you wanted. Mm-hmm. And it's like pleasing you pleases him. Mm-hmm. So that's really nice. Mm-hmm. You've got a son, right? Mm-hmm. How old?
22.
Courting?
No. Not yet that I know of, no.
Mm. There will be a baby coming from this
young
man.
Like how soon?
I don't think it's that soon, but I think it's a major event in your life, and that's why it's showing up. It's I think you will find a real joy in this child and this little girl.
Oh, really?
So that's really nice. Whatever you asked on this, it's going to work out just fine. And I think... Did your mum pass?
No. I don't think she's well, though. I just feel that she's not well.
Okay. Well, then it can't... No, this one can't be her, because this one is gone.
Okay.
So... Some female relative, and they're saying, you know, this is a lot of good things here for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good things. So...
I have a cousin that's not well right now, but... Yeah.
Oh, no, this one's already. Okay. Yeah. Already in spirit. Okay, well, I don't know whether we answered your question. It was just a generally very good kind of reading. And it was definitely yes to your question. Favorable yes. Okay. Let's do 6. And get some questions answered, some of it on your sheet. Just take out 6 cards. Don't think about the questions just now. Just take out 6. Okay. That's all right. Put them in front of you. So just spread them out in front of you. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. So, ask a question out loud and pick a card.
Is my boyfriend going to be posted away and where?
Okay. Yeah, I think so. And where? I don't know where they're posting them these days, but could it be Cyprus?
Where's that at?
Middle East, I think.
Oh my God.
Could it be that? Or...
The Middle East? Wow.
I hope it isn't. I would prefer it to be somewhere like Germany for you.
Really?
Because Cyprus is a hot spot right now. I know. Having said that, I think he's going to be all right.
He's going to be what?
He's going to be all right. But it's still worrying for you. I think he is going to be posted, though.
And am I going to go with him?
Ask.
Okay. Am I going to go with him where he's going to be posted?
Yes.
Oh.
If you want to, it'll be your decision. Right? If it's Cyprus, I would suggest not. But if it's somewhere like in Canada, Ontario or something like that. He's Army, is he?
Navy.
Navy. Ah, that's a bit different. Can get some interesting postings in the Navy.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It won't be inner Canada then, will it? It might be coastal. But...
Yeah, like it'll be in Canada somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to go with him.
You see me going with him?
Yeah.
And it's going to be good?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he being open and honest and trustworthy with me about not being in contact with his wife?
Yeah, absolutely. I was just wondering what was going to turn up when you said that. Now, by contact, all right, he has to have some dealings because he's paying money, right?
Not that I know of, no. He might...
Oh, well, in that case, I think she might be wanting to ask for some.
He, you know what? I think he does owe her money for something.
Okay.
I'm thinking, yes.
That would be the only contact.
Okay.
It's like a business contact, not...
Okay.
Not like an emotional contact at all. I don't believe he desires it, wants it at all. He's just got to play his cards right because he could stand to be out of pocket if he doesn't.
Okay.
He's trying to keep you happy too. Like, he knows there's nothing. There is nothing between him and his wife. There's nothing.
Okay.
Maybe on her part, not on his.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's his two dogs, look.
The what?
There's his two dogs.
Oh my god.
Now, has she got, have they got a child between them?
No. But he does have two daughters. And one is here and one is away.
Has one of the daughters got a baby?
Yes, a boy, yes.
Yeah, okay. That's the daughter.
Okay.
And with the little boy. Now, I think, does he help her financially too?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay. He's a good man. He's a generous man.
Mm-hmm.
He'd sooner help her than help his wife.
Mm-hmm. Do you see us getting married? Well, he's got to get divorced first.
Yeah.
And is he going to get divorced?
It stands a chance. It does stand a chance. You've got to weigh everything up because it's all to do with the money. It's all in the money. The divorce might open a can of worms for the money-wise.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But if it can be done, yes, he would like to get married to you. If it can be done smoothly. Shall we say?
Okay.
Nothing he'd like better than to be shut of her.
So how's my son?
Okay.
How's he doing? Well, he's going to school. He's going to start school in September.
Okay. What's he taking at school?
Mechanic or heavy duty mechanic.
That could be the making of him.
Really?
Yeah. Right now, I think he's feeling a bit sorry for himself. He's kind of, oh, why doesn't anything ever go right for me? And this kind of thing. Well, he's got to get himself out of that attitude, and I think he will if he goes to school, especially if he meets other friends there that can be with him and brighten him up a bit.
Okay.
He seems a bit depressed at the moment.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That's the way it looks to me anyway, kind of a bit down on himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he'll be all right.
Okay. So Keith is the man that...
That's your partner?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your granny or whoever it is saying yes. That was the same woman that we saw earlier.
Oh, really? Okay.
And she's going, yes, yes. I like him. I think he's great. I think he's a good fella.
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing in the Navy? Is he officer or...
He's a petty officer first class, like he's a cook.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Super.
So he's going to get into the Navy then. You can see him like getting back in because he's out right now.
He's right? Out right now, is he?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just check on that. We had a Navy-trained cook living next door.
Oh, really?
Oh, he had a wonderful life and a great pension.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went into another line of business and became a Mountie.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
He used to make the most delicious meals. He was a Scotsman. We used to go around there on Burns Night and he'd have haggis and everything. And
oh, wow.
They moved to Ottawa now, so we don't do it. Okay. Wonder if Keith's going to get back into the Navy. Oh, yes, look at that.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. There's the crown and the pips, and there's the sea.
Mm-hmm.
That, without going any further, that's a yes, but let's see what else they've got to tell us. Oh, he's never really felt right, has he, since he came out of the Navy?
No, probably not.
There's another ace, new start, doing what he loves.
Mm-hmm.
He might be disappointed right straight away, but eventually, if he keeps trying, he will get back in.
Okay.
He might be turned down first time.
Oh, really?
Well, could be. Or there's some kind of disappointment. It's like maybe he doesn't get the post he wants, or maybe he doesn't get the position or something like that.
Okay.
But it's temporary. It works out in the end.
Okay.
How's his health?
He's got high blood pressure. He's overweight.
That might be it. That might be why he gets...
Because of his blood pressure?
Yeah.
Really?
But if he takes care of that, and he... perhaps if he loses a bit of weight, gets a bit more fit, he can overcome that. He can get back in.
So you see him being rejected because of that?
I think there's something. There may be a condition on it, you know.
Okay.
Talk to us again in 6 months or something like that.
Okay.
Something that is like a bit of a disappointment to him, but it's not permanent. So if that happens, just tell him, well, try again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take care of whatever they said and try again.
Okay.
Because I think it'll be medical grounds.
Okay. Hmm, interesting. Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, if he's got high blood pressure and he's a bit overweight, not likely they'll post him to Cyprus. Okay. Whoops. All right, do you have any more questions?
Well, about me leaving my job here, I guess, and if he gets posted.
Okay. Okay, I think if this happens, I believe you will go with him, but I think you'll follow. You'll go a little bit later than he does, and you'll probably be tying up loose ends here.
Okay.
I don't really see you being upset about leaving your job.
No.
I think you're all set for an adventure, actually. I think you would welcome it.
Okay. So it'd be a good move then.
I think so. Yeah. What do you do? What's your work?
I'm a CCA.
Okay.
Continuing care assistant.
Right. Well, you'd be able to get work anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's always in demand. Yes. I wouldn't give it a second thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With something like that under your belt, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Does your partner like motorbikes?
Yes. We both have motorbikes. Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to get some new gauntlets or gloves or something. You know, the motorbike gloves?
Okay.
And he likes the speed. He
oh, really?
He does like the speed. He's not reckless, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's got, like, there's a lot of silver on the bike.
There's chrome, yep.
Yeah.
On that, yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, Harley or BSA?
It's a Suzuki, I think.
Oh, Suzuki.
Or is it a Kawasaki?
I know what you mean, one of those Japanese jobs.
Yeah.
He really loves his motorbike.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, he's going to be fine on it. But it's funny, I just saw him on the motorbike.
Okay, yep.
And you go biking as well, do you?
Yes.
My husband does.
Oh, does he really? Wow.
Not me. I can't even drive a car. But I can ride a horse.
Yeah, I know. Into the horses.
Okay. So I can do a general reading to see what comes up. Okay. If you've got any more questions, I'll answer them.
I was just going to ask if my sister was going to sell her house.
Okay.
Gonna ask as well.
That's not a good sign. We'll see. She been trying for long?
I think about a year. It's probably close to a year, maybe.
She will, eventually. And I think she'll get the price she's asking, too.
Oh, really?
Perhaps a little reduction, but not significant.
Okay.
But it's going to be a while.
Really?
I'm sorry to say, as soon as I saw that, I thought, ooh, that's not good. Is the property attached?
Is what?
Is there some land?
Not a lot, but just a little bit. Like, not a whole bunch of land. Like, it's outside the city.
Yeah. She might get an offer because of the land. More for the land than the house.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah.
It's across from the ocean, right?
Okay. And if she gets it this year, it's going to be in the fall when the crops are gone. The land is, there's no grass around, like really kind of late fall. Or it could be early spring next year. I don't know whether she'll take that offer, though. It'll be a young couple that buys it. And I am thinking maybe next spring because I'm getting 8 months.
Oh, really?
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Properties aren't moving very well. I've had quite a few people who are having trouble selling houses.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've got one poor lady. She's been trying for 3 years.
Oh,
in down the valley, and she's had the whole thing refitted. It's all brand new stuff, and she cannot give it away.
Wow.
She's asking about half of what it's worth. You'd think some investor would take it just as is.
Yep.
She gets so upset about it. Poor woman. I mm-hmm. feel for her. It's like mm-hmm. she's doing her health in because of it, you know.
Yeah. And And it's good to borrow money now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just people are not moving for some reason. That.
Mm-hmm. And what about my place if I move? Well, I think you said I'll be tying up ends here, right?
Probably. Yeah. And that might be one reason why you're not going right away with him. You might be waiting to sell or something like that. Is it your own place?
Yes. Yeah. I'll probably rent it out. I don't think I'll
sell. You don't think you sell?
I don't think, no.
I think that makes sense. That's what we did when we got
Or did you want to ask that question? Am I going to sell it?
Okay.
Okay.
No, I think you are going to rent.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you are going to rent.
Mm-hmm.
Two men, I think.
Oh, two men?
Or maybe even three. Look, we three kings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, you got everyone.
Because my son was even talking about like moving in and then getting other boys to move in, but I didn't think that was going to be a good idea. But you don't see my son living there, do you?
It could be.
With a bunch of boys?
You probably will talk about that again, because you've got four kings. I've never seen four kings come up like that, one after the other, bang, 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 bang.
Wow.
I actually have never seen that.
Marley.
So there's something there. There's something about a bunch of men being there.
Okay.
You've got four kings, a page, and a knight. Two knights.
Oh my gosh.
Look at the men. For heaven's sake, what is this, a man's hostel?
Oh my gosh. Oh wow.
Well, hope they're all working, then you can charge a high rent.
Yes, exactly.
That's quite interesting. I'd be interested to see how that plays out.
Okay.
So, but anyway, I think you're going to rent, not sell.
Okay.
We rented out a farmhouse when we went to Germany.
Oh.
And a barn, 20 acres, house. And what did they do? They kept rabbits in the bedroom upstairs, on the carpet.
No way.
Ego figure.
Well, rabbits.
Anyway, that's long ancient history. So, should we do the year ahead?
Yep, that's great. Yep.
Okay.
So this is like an overall.
Yeah, a look at what's going to happen in the next 12 months. And we're going to start at August because we're very nearly there. I actually want to get my little cards for this because they go on the board better, so I'll be right back. So when you went to the Crystal Coffee Cafe, was Marilyn there?
No.
Okay. But she'd wonder if she saw you. What's going on?
Yeah.
Okay. Woo. Okay. Hello. All right. Yeah. All right, shuffle and cut into three like you did before, but thinking about the year ahead. saying to somebody one day, I watch my life go round on this board. It keeps going round and round and I keep getting older. Okay, so August. Okay. A big change for the man in your life. So, Keith, is he going to apply right away to go into the military or? Yeah. So, good. I don't think it'll take him long to get over that little bit of disappointment there. Okay. So that's really good. So that's August. And your son's doing okay. He'll be all right. Mm-hmm. September. Oh, it didn't take him long at all. Look, he's in.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he's in?
He's in.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're very happy. He's very happy. There's a party.
Wow.
Good stuff. There's another ace. If you get four aces and four kings and one go, I'm gonna. I don't know. I don't know what I'll do. Anyway, October. A few sleepless nights. You kind of be rushed around and you're wondering where he's gonna go and all this and. Mm-hmm. Love life is really good. And car. What colour car do you drive?
A silver.
Okay, I've got you in a little red car.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what that's about. But you look quite happy.
That's in October.
Yeah. November. News from a distance. Good news. Another chance at something that you may have tried before, but you got another chance at it. And somebody feels unfairly treated. That could be at your work. Somebody feels like somebody's being favoured over them or something like that. I imagine in that kind of line you get that. Oops. Another way of looking at something. Money is doing good. Money is very good. And there's a change in viewpoint, another way of looking at something. And you're coming around to seeing things from a different angle. Could be a trip going on. And it's Christmas time, so maybe visiting somebody or somebody visiting you.
Okay.
January. Another ace. That's three. It's fairly common for three to come in. Very, very rare for four.
Really?
Some kind of announcement that you're making. Maybe that's when you're going to go somewhere. How long are the postings for?
Sometimes they're for a couple of years, I think. Depends, yeah.
Decision to make and an announcement. That's in January. February. Where you live in, are you looking out from high up over the tops of other houses?
Right now?
Yeah.
I am up on a little bit of an incline. Like, not a lot.
So you're looking at.
Okay.
I think you might move sometime around here. I pity you, it's the middle of winter.
Are you serious? Wow.
This is, it's not serious, but just be careful. It's lost by theft. So watch your purse. keep your, you know, keep things zippered up, keep your car doors locked. Okay. It's not, nobody out it to hurt you, it just wants the money. Okay. And he'll go somewhere else. If it's like a pickpocket sort of thing. Okay. If you are careful, he'll go somewhere else. March. Ontario.
Oh my gosh. Ontario?
Yeah. Ontario.
Didn't it's North it. Bay, Ontario, wasn't it? That's probably exactly where it is. Oh my gosh. He mentioned that.
And
oh my gosh.
Yeah, I think that's it. It didn't tell me when I asked before, but I'm really getting Ontario now because, mm-hmm. look, I'll show you. This isn't what it's supposed to say, but this is what I saw. O-N-T-A-R-I-O.
Oh my gosh.
It's supposed to say tarot. Which it does.
Oh my gosh.
But it's just the way I saw it. Yeah. Oh, what's this now?
And that's a merge?
That, yeah, no, April, you're not happy. What's going on?
Uh-oh.
Somebody's not happy. And there's this child that... Is there any chance at all that somebody could be pregnant right now? Somebody you know. Somebody that's going to affect your life if they have a baby.
Not that I know of. I don't know anybody who's pregnant.
It looks to me like you're like, oh my God, I should be there, I should be there, like that. Or, this might be when the conception takes place. But I've got something to do with a baby in April of next year.
Like with my son, you mean?
Could be your son.
Or anybody.
Could be
someone that's
one
close
of your
to me.
Step children, you know, his children. Somebody that would affect you by bringing another child into your life.
Oh, really?
And it's made you all like that. Really? However, by the next month, by May, you're actually really rejoicing and really happy, and everything is falling into place. You've seen this as a blessing, and the money's good.
That's good.
There hasn't been a problem with money right through.
That's good.
Yeah. Not that I'm saying. There is a bit for your son.
Okay.
But then again, he's going to school. He can kind of expect that.
Mm-hmm.
You've had four kings, now you've got two queens.
Oh, dear.
Two women who will help you in your life. One is a fair-haired woman, fair or grey-haired. She has a bit of a temper. She's quite fiery and she's a successful woman. And... the other one is darker haired and more down to earth, a lot like you. Also, a trip at this time, June. You'll be going on a trip.
Okay.
July. You are the star in your partner's life. There is no doubt about it.
Really?
Yeah. You don't have anything to worry about on those scores. He adores you.
Does he? Okay.
You're very content. You're like, okay. I got this and I got this and I got this and I'm okay.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a good year. You didn't get the four aces, but you got three, which is very good.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot happening. Your money is fine. Your love life is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like you've got a move on the cards.
Wow. in January, February, you're thinking.
I was thinking, oh my God, I hope it's more like, where do we see Ontario? I hope it's more coming out the other end of the winter, especially if we get a winter like we had last year.
Yes, exactly.
Holy moly, I don't want to move in that. I didn't leave the house for 5 weeks.
Oh wow, I know, it was bad.
It was bad. Yeah. And Ontario got it worse. So that's your year ahead. It's quite exciting, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did we cover everything?
I think so.
Check your notes, make sure, because you don't want to be halfway down the road and think, oh, I wish I'd asked a so-and-so. If you do think of something afterwards, you know, the odd question, you can call me and I'll try and answer it for you.
Well, I mean, you talked about Keith and that we're going to make it and I'm going to go on his move. And
we've pretty much covered that, I think, yeah.
And he is being honest and trustworthy with
me,
right?
He really is. You know, I didn't see him, so I don't know what he is, earth, air, fire and water like. What's his hair colour?
Grey, like silver and...
What was it when he was...
Dark.
Quick mind. Right? He's got... He's very quick-witted and he thinks ahead. Sometimes probably finishes your sentences for you. And I would say he's pretty controlling when he wants to be.
Oh, really?
Well, he's a leader. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
If there's some situation that needs handling, he'll snap into action like that. And he'll just, you do this, you do that, you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll take control of it.
Because he suffers from a bit of depression and anxiety as well, right? He didn't have the best childhood growing up. Like, I think he was abused and stuff.
I think he is an heir. If he's an heir, he's very sexy. And he will be faithful. Once he's committed, he will be faithful. No, he won't cheat. You'll be alright.
Okay.
And the way to handle an heir, by the way, tears won't do anything. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to do with emotion.
Yeah.
So they either get mad.
Yeah.
Or they'll give you anything and then regret it afterwards.
Yeah, like he tends to run away or...
Run away, yeah.
If I wanted to,
he's
like...
He's got to be
heir. Yeah.
All right, the way to handle an heir, appeal to the mind. Work through the mind. Keep telling him why something is a good idea or why it isn't a good idea. Get him to see it logically. He
mm-hmm.
will respond to that.
Mm-hmm. yeah, that's probably right. He's like that. Yeah.
I'm an angel.
Are you?
Yeah. It took me a long time to be able to deal with tears.
Yeah.
But I can now. I'm okay now. Because mm-hmm. you do, as you get older, you get more into it. But yeah, it was like, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like that. You have to kind of talk it out, right? You
can. Yeah, talk it out. That's it. The mind. And if you want to really give him a compliment, what would make him feel better than anything else? Oh, you're so smart. But not sarcastically, you know. You're really smart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and heirs just love that because they live in their mind.
Because mm-hmm. I tend to get, you know, kind of sucky at times and stuff like that, right? Or, yeah, like I probably tend like to pull away, right?
Air and earth are a good match.
Oh, really? Yeah.
My husband's earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to stop this now.